We get things underway this afternoon by welcoming back to the program our friend Ryan Hannibal from WEEI in Boston. Hello there, Ryan.
Hey, Rich. How's it going?
Going well. Kind of a big game this weekend. It seems there's some added interest in this Buccaneers matchup for the Patriots.
Yeah, when you have the Today Show and NBC Nightly News and all the other newscasts, that's a pretty big game. It's not just the casual. That's not just the football fan. You're the casual, fan. Just even the average person in America probably watching these games.
So let's start with this. Which team needs this game more?
It's a good question, and I would probably say the Patriots. I mean, you can't start a year 1-3 like this, and you lost games to the Saints and the Dolphins that you probably were supposed to win. And, it's not like if you're the Bucks, where if you lose this game, you can make up for it. You can go on a long winning streak. And I don't know if the Patriots have that in them to go on a long winning streak. So with all the stuff that, happens with the Patriots, you don't want to drop. I think they've lost four straight regular season games, or regular season plus postseason games at Gillette Stadium. This would be the fifth. You can't really have that. There'd just be all the negative attention with Mac Jones. And so I just think it's bigger for the Patriots just because of that aspect. There's so much little room for error with them, whereas the Bucks, they could easily roll out, a 7 or 8 game winning streak to get themselves right back on track, where I don't think the Patriots could do that.
I've been impressed with the way, since really camp, the way that Mac Jones has handled pressure and talk of pressure, but do the Patriots try and relieve some of that pressure this week and let him manage the game as opposed to trying to be the guy who beats Tom Brady?
Yeah, it's a good point, because when you look at the Bucs defense, they're kind of vulnerable in the secondary. And so you'd kind of like to have your quarterback to let him loose and kind of spread the field out 5 wide and let him pick him apart. But do they have that confidence in Mac Jones to do that? To this point, it doesn't seem like it, but I think if you really want to win this game, that's your only chance of doing it. You can't rely on Damian Harris to get 100 yards on the ground against this Bucs front seven, and you're facing the statistically the worst passing defense in the NFL. So your best chance is probably to spread him out 5 wide and have Mac Jones try to pick him apart. It's just a question of, do they trust him to do that? And also, do the Patriots have the weapons on offense to do that? Because like we've seen so far this season, they really don't have that many guys they can count on to make plays down the field. So certainly this is a game that they would hope to turn things around, and maybe this Bucs defense is the unit to do that.
Now, Drew Brees says he's been impressed with Mac Jones so far. Tough to tell what Tom Brady thinks. He really didn't want to go down that road too much.
Yeah, that was interesting. Yesterday, Tom Brady at his weekly press conference down in Tampa Bay was asked, about his general impressions of Mac Jones. He's like, well, I really haven't seen him. And I guess it kind of makes sense. It was just an honest comment. I mean, why would he really have seen Mac Jones? It's not like he's studying rookie quarterbacks coming out of the draft, and they haven't had any crossover tape this year. So I guess that was a moment of honesty for Tom Brady, but I would almost want to think if it was any other player and not this week, he might, almost make up an answer. Oh, he's a young quarterback. He's come along well. Like, if he's a high draft pick, he's going to have a good future in this league. But maybe just because he's facing the Patriots, he doesn't really want to give, any added, not pressure, but any added, fuel to the fire and kind of elevate, Mac Jones' status.
We're talking with Ryan Hannibal here on Downtown. So as the Patriots reunion tour comes to town, we'll see Tom Brady. Looks like we'll see Richard Sherman, but maybe not Rob Gronkowski.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how that all plays out. He had that rib injury that he suffered last week against the Rams. He came back in the second half and wasn't himself. Then he missed practice Wednesday and Thursday. He was out there today. And then Bruce Arians said he's a game-time decision. And we'll see what happens. I mean, rib injuries are no joke, and especially, flying up the coast and playing in a game. Sure, he gets shot up with a shot and, see how things go from there. But maybe this is gamesmanship on the Bucks' part. Maybe they want to kind of, act like he's going to play. And then tomorrow, in the afternoon, downgrade him to out, saying he'd make the trip. So we'll see how this plays out. You don't really know with rib injuries. It's kind of hard to say. It could almost be how Rob wakes up tomorrow or Sunday morning to see whether he plays in the game. But I also wouldn't be surprised if there's a little bit of gamesmanship going on between the two coaching staffs. But then also there's the how could Gronk miss this game? So there's a lot of things at play here, but it's rib injuries are tough to say. It's not like it's a sprained ankle where you can go out there and just play on it. Rib injuries are different, and it kind of just we'll see how he wakes up over the next couple of days.
What about Nick Folk? Will he be available for Sunday?
It does seem like it. There were some, you know, yesterday they worked out two kickers, and with Quinn Nordine on IR and not eligible to come off it for this game, if Folk wouldn't be able to play, they would need to sign somebody, you know, off the street to kick. And all indications are that Folk should be ready to go. He was at practice today, but just the fact that they brought in two kickers yesterday kind of raised some eyebrows, but I think that was just them doing some due diligence, making sure that they had everything in line in case Folk wouldn't be ready to go. But all indications are that he should be ready to go.
So in terms of emotions, Ryan, look, Tom Brady's been through everything before with his experience. I can't imagine he's going to get too hyped up for this one to the point of not being able to function at optimal level. What about the Patriots, or has enough time passed that it's just another game for most of them?
I think that's kind of the case, and especially when you look at the guys that they have, especially on defense, but a lot of the guys that didn't really play with Tom Brady, or at least have played elsewhere and faced him before. That was sort of the message in the locker room this week, as he's just the next quarterback on the schedule. That's who we're facing. And kind of Matthew Judon almost got defensive with us yesterday, you know, with the number of questions that he got about Tom Brady, basically saying, you know, we're not afraid of him. He's just an NFL quarterback. We're trying to beat him. And I think maybe the Patriots use that as fuel almost, that, you know, they're sick and tired of getting questions about this guy this week, that they want to go out there and beat him. And I think that's the message that Bill Belichick wants to convey to his defense, is, you know, don't worry about what he's done in the past. He's the next quarterback on the schedule. He's who we're facing this week. Let's do everything that we can to go out and beat him. So I would say from the Patriots' perspective, the emotions really aren't there, just because a lot of the guys that, you know, were with Brady for a number of years just aren't on the team anymore. It's really just Devin McCourty and Dante Hightower, I would say, that are the guys that have been with them for, you know, a lot of years. And I think they're, you know, mature enough to get past that and go out and want to beat them.
So what's the biggest challenge for the Patriots on Sunday night? Is it containing Brady and stopping that offense, or moving the ball consistently against the Buccaneer defense?
I would say just because the Bucs defense isn't that great this year, it's got to be stopping Tom Brady. And they just have so many weapons on offense. Like, even if Gronk doesn't play, they still have Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, Leonard Fournette out of the backfield, O.J. Howard, Cameron Bray, Antonio Brown. They're stacked. And the Patriots secondary without Stephon Gilmore isn't exactly one of their strengths of the roster. And so I think they need to be careful of not getting in a situation where Brady lines his guys up five wide and just picks on, you know, Juwan Williams or Jalen Mills, and just finds the right matchups every play. So I think that's the biggest thing for the Patriots, is not allowing Brady and the Bucs offense to, you know, get red hot and allow big plays. This will be a big game where you see Devin McCourty, you know, 30 yards behind the line of scrimmage, and you're preventing some big plays from happening, because if they allow some big plays early, I think this one could get pretty ugly.
All right, I think it's the dumbest question that anybody has been asking in the radio world this week, but I believe I'm contractually obligated to ask, even though I think I know the answer. Will the Patriots fans cheer or boo Tom Brady?
Oh. Except Tom Brady thinks he's getting booed. You know, he was on his own podcast this week saying the fans aren't going to treat it like a homecoming. You know, they're going to cheer on their home crowd. Like, that's not happening.
No.
They're going to be cheering for the Patriots. But when Tom Brady walks on the field for the first time, he's going to get, you know, the biggest ovation, I would say, Gillette Stadium's heard since the Super Bowl banner was raised for the last time. And I think also a situation could present that maybe the Bucs go up, you know, 21-3 at halftime, and then the second half turns into basically the fans cheering for Tom Brady to get five touchdowns, I think it's 40 points. So I think Tom Brady is going to be pleasantly surprised Sunday night when he sees, you know, all the Brady jerseys in the crowd and the support that he's going to get.
I think you're absolutely right. And anybody who thinks otherwise, no, there's not a chance of that. You got it nailed. Well, Ryan, have a great time. It should be a whole lot of fun, a lot of energy come Sunday night. We appreciate you making time for us to talk about it this afternoon, and we'll catch up with you again very soon.
All right, looking forward to it, Rich. Thank you very much.
Ryan Hannibal of WEEI, WEEI.com, with us here on Downtown, talking Patriots and Buccaneers.